swathes of Tasmania continue to burn tonight, with multiple homes lost, fears for critical infrastructure, and many still in emergency shelter or facing evacuation. More than 170,000 hectares of bushland have been torched, with some 40 bushfires burning, some of which have been alight since before Christmas. It looks set to be a long time before the full extent of the property toll is known, not to mention the impact on affected communities. But a conservation biologist in Tasmania, who is caught up in the state's fire emergency, says it is an environmental catastrophe. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
Huon Valley man Dayan Stojanovic is leaving his pet parrot with friends in Hobart in case his home burns down.
Today's a catastrophe fire weather warning, so everyone's a bit on edge, and I just don't want to come into town briefly and then not be able to get back to rescue her if something goes wrong.
The conservation biologist recently flew over the southern forests where the fire is burning in order to study endangered Tasmanian birds.
The clouds are really quite intimidating. They're pyrocumulus clouds. It's basically just a giant, angry, dark grey storm cloud. And from below, you can see it's kind of illuminated red from the glow of the fire.
The forests that are ablaze are home to the endangered swift parrot that Dayan Stojanovic is trying to save from extinction.
It's an environmental catastrophe. I mean, swift parrots are just one of several species that call these forests home. And, I mean, really, the southern forests, the eucalypt forests, where fire, they've evolved with fire. Some of the fires, for instance, in the Central Highlands, I mean, those are incredibly fire-sensitive vegetation communities which will just never recover.
Wilderness Society campaigner Vika Bailey says that another bushfire is nearing a grove of Kimberley trees near Federation Peak in the southwest wilderness that are 1,000 years old.
More resources need to be pulled onto these fires. That's not pulling resources away from the existing fight to protect property and people. It's about making the call to international agencies to get more equipment and more firefighters so that we can do both.
But the Chief Officer of the Tasmania Fire Service, Chris Arnold, thinks they have the situation in hand without bringing in more overseas staff. The Tasmania Parks and Wildlife Service has been putting sprinklers into remote areas to try and save rare plants. Deputy Secretary Jason Jacoby says they are trying to save the Kimberley trees.
We had a surveillance flight out there today to assess the extent of the fire. We have several plans in place to drop retardant.
Attempts to save the old-growth rainforest and Tahoon Airwalk tourist attraction in the Huon Valley have failed. That fire is now bearing down on nearby towns such as Jeeveston, where homes have been lost. Local man Brett Burgess hopes his won't be next.
At the end of the day, we think that we may not be able to save our house if the conditions continue to deteriorate. So our plan is to... I've got a foam system set up, and we're just going to spray the house with foam and give it the best chance we can, and we'll evacuate.
Conservation biologist Dayan Stojanovic worries about the fire's impact on both the man-made world and the environment.
We're obviously very sad about the prospect of us losing our own house. But, I mean, you know, we've got insurance and we'll be able to rebuild our house in the next few months or something like that. But swift parrots, I mean, a tree hollow can take 200 years, even longer, to form, and they can just be burned to the ground in an afternoon.
Dr. Dayan Stojanovic, our reporter there, Felicity Ogilvie.